The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 2.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries and is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today. Please note that the reader, Wayne O'Connor, is not the translator of this book.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, men from the east who studied the heavens came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who is born to be king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." And when Herod the king heard it, he was troubled along with all Jerusalem. Then, gathering together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he asked them where the anointed one would be born. And they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what was written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are in no way least among the princes of Judah, for a leader will come out of you who will shepherd my people, Israel.'" That's a quote from Micah chapter 5, verse 2. So Herod privately called the men who studied the heavens and learned from them exactly when the star had appeared. So he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search out carefully concerning the young child, and when you have found him, report back to me so that I may come and worship him also." Then they, having heard the king, went on their way, and looked, the star which they saw in the east went in front of them, until it came and stopped over the place where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. When they came into the house and saw the young child with Mary his mother, they prostrated themselves and worshipped him. And opening up their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But being warned by God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they left for their own country by another route. Now when they had left, look, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise and take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you, for Herod will seek for the young child to destroy him." So he arose and took the young child and his mother at night and left for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, so that which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet would be fulfilled, saying, "I have called my son out of Egypt." That's a quote from Hosea chapter 11, verse 1. Then Herod, when he saw that he had been deceived by the men who studied the heavens, was very angry, and sent his men and killed all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all the surrounding regions, who were 2 years old and younger, according to the time about which he had specifically asked the men who studied the heavens. Then that which was spoken through Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled, saying, "A sound of weeping and loud mourning was heard in Ramah, Rachel weeping for her children, and she refused to be comforted, because they are not." That's a quote from Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 15. But when Herod was dead, look, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Arise and take the young child and his mother and return to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead." So he arose and took the young child and his mother and came to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he withdrew to the regions of Galilee, and came and lived in a city called Nazareth, so that which was spoken by the prophets would be fulfilled: "He will be called a Nazarene." That's a quote from Judges, chapter 13, verse 5. This is the end of Matthew, chapter 2.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.